Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, Chair of the National Day of Prayer Task Force, Mrs. Shirley Dobson.
Good morning, Mr. President, distinguished guests. Since 1952, citizens have paused each year for the National Day of Prayer so that we as a people might come before the Lord for the sake of the nation. For the last 6 years, we've been given the privilege of leading America in prayer from this wonderful historic site, the White House. Thank you, Mr. President, for honoring God through your consistent support for the National Day of Prayer. You've helped foster a greater dependence on the Lord. Many Americans today are very grateful for you and Mrs. Bush and for the strong stand that you have taken for your faith. Our first president, George Washington, declared that it was the duty of citizens to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and to humbly implore his protection and favor. In that spirit, we've chosen for our theme this year, America, Unite in Prayer. Scripture tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that God will heal our land if we humbly turn to him with repentant hearts. We are at a critical juncture in this country. At home, we've been touched by a senseless violence, and our hearts are grieving in the aftermath of the Virginia Tech tragedy. And we continue to be mindful of the imminent threats to our country's security by those who seek to do us harm. It's imperative, then, that we put aside our cultural and political differences and come together to acknowledge our dependence on the Creator. Millions of people are responding to that call today. From the shadow of St. Louis's Gateway Arch to Mount Rushmore to the top of Pikes Peak in Colorado, they are interceding on behalf of the government, military, schools, families, and communities. Every facet of our culture is being committed to prayer, and petitions will continue throughout the year as Americans come before God's throne, asking for his mercy and his blessing upon this great land. On this National Day of Prayer, we pray specifically for our military men and women who are in harm's way. May they be protected and given the strength to carry out this dangerous responsibility assigned to them. Thank you again, Mr. President, for your unwavering commitment to corporate and personal intercession. As we reflect upon God's grace to us, may we remember, as the psalmist said, the shields of the earth belong to the Lord. It is he alone who grants life and liberty. Let's endeavor then to continue the legacy of prayer begun by our forefathers, that we too may have a lasting impact on coming generations. Thank you.
Seems done made my vow to the Lord, and I never will turn back. I will go, I shall go, to see what the end will be. Done, open my mouth to the Lord, and I never will turn back. I will go, I shall go, to see what the end will be. Done, I made my vow to the Lord, and I never will turn back. I will go, I shall go, to see what the end will be. Done, open my mouth to the Lord, and I never will turn back. I will go, I shall go, to see what the end will be. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down, see what the end will be. But still my soul is a heavenly bound, see what the end will be. I'll pray and pray and never stop, see what the end will be. Until I reach that mountain top, see what the end will be. Done, I made my vow to the Lord, and I never will turn back. I will go, I shall go, to see what the end will be. Done, open my mouth to the Lord, and I never will turn back. I will go, I shall go, to see what the end will be.
In the midst of a difficult war, President Abraham Lincoln walked the halls of this great house and found solace, strength, and inspiration from the Book of Psalms. He had memorized the entire book as a boy and would often make reference to the words of King David in his writings and speeches. In fact, the image of God that President Lincoln presented at the end of the Emancipation Proclamation was based on the vision of Psalm 145. In the face of war, the president sought to unify our nation by drawing from a psalm which finds joy in the beauty of God's creation and comfort in the gracious favor of the Almighty. In the psalmist's vision of the world, God's goodness is not limited to those of a certain race or creed, God is good to all. The God of the psalmist steadies those who stumble, raises up those who are bowed down, and opens the divine hand to feed all to contentment. This was President Lincoln's prayer for our nation at one of the most significant moments in its history. Surely he understood the challenge offered in this psalm. God's hands are dependent on our hands being open to those in need. Those bent over will only stand straight when we act in conjunction with God. In short, we are asked to join with the Almighty in a covenant of action. This psalm was President Lincoln's inspiration to unify and heal a nation suffering the effects of war. On this National Day of Prayer, may our nation be similarly inspired to hear the unifying and inspirational message of Psalm 145 and join in the sacred covenant of action. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and much acclaimed. God's greatness cannot be fathomed. One generation shall laud your works to another and declare your mighty acts. The glorious majesty of your splendor and your wondrous acts will I recite. People shall talk of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will recount your greatness. They shall celebrate your abundant goodness and sing joyously of your beneficence. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in kindness. The Lord is good to all, and divine mercy is upon all God's works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your faithful ones shall bless you. They shall talk of the majesty of your kingdom and speak of your might, to make known God's mighty acts, known among the people, and the majestic glory of God's kingship. Your kingship is an eternal kingship. Your dominion is for all generations. The Lord supports all who stumble and makes all who are bent stand straight. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food when it is due. Poteach et yadecha u'masbia l'chol chai ratzon. You give it open-handedly, feeding every creature to its heart's content. The Lord is beneficent in all God's ways and faithful in all God's works. The Lord is near to all who call to God, to all who call to God with sincerity. The Eternal fulfills the wishes of those who fear God. The Lord hears their cry and delivers them. The Lord watches over all who love God, but all the wicked will God destroy. My mouth shall utter the praise of the Lord, Vivarech kol basar, Shem kodsho le'olam va'ed, and all creatures shall bless God's holy name forever and ever. And to that we can all say, Amen.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be glorified this day. To the reading of Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 23. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven, and you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. May God bless the reading of his word.
Almighty God, we pause to reflect on your character as we seek wisdom for such a time as this. In these unsafe days, you remain all-powerful and able to protect. In these uncertain times, you remain all-knowing, leading us aright. In the unprecedented events we're facing, you remain absolutely sovereign. Our times are in your hands. Therefore, our dependence on you is total, not partial. Our need for your forgiveness is constant. Our gratitude for your grace is profound. Our love for you is deep. We ask that you guard and guide our president and all who serve the people of these United States. May uncompromising integrity mark their lives. We also ask that you unite us as truly one nation under God. May genuine humility return to our ranks. And may that blend of integrity and humility heal our land. In our Lord's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, and welcome to the White House. I'm honored to join you for this National Day of Prayer. I'm sorry Laura's not here. She is camping in one of our national parks. I appreciate the chairwoman of the National Day of Prayer Task Force, Shirley Dobson. Thank you for your leadership on this important day. And I see you brought your husband, Jim. The 2007 honorary chairman is with us, and that's Chuck Swindoll. Thank you, Chuck, for being here, and I'm glad you brought Cynthia as well. Welcome. I appreciate the members of the cabinet who have joined. I appreciate the members of the Congress. Thank you all for being here. And the mayor, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, thank you, sir. It's good to see you. Thanks for joining us. It means a lot that you're here. I appreciate Mayor Ron Rordam, Blacksburg, Virginia. Mr. Mayor, we're honored you're here. Thanks for bringing Mary. Members of the United States military have joined us. Thanks for wearing the uniform. I appreciate those who are participating. Rabbi, thank you for your really kind remarks and strong statement. I am glad that one of my fellow Texans has made it. Mike, thanks for coming from Prestonwood Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas. And you married a woman named Laura. A chaplain, Houston U, Virginia Tech Corps of Cadets. Proud to have you here. Bishop Coles, thank you for bringing Leona. Proud you all are here, too. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate the United States Army Chorus. By the way, Sergeant First Class Alvy Powell, friend of presidents, 41, 42, and 43. Man's got some longevity. As Shirley mentioned, since the days of our founding, our nation has been called to prayer. It's exactly what our first president did, George Washington. It's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and to humbly implore His protection and favor. It's interesting that the first president said those words. For two centuries, Americans have answered this call to prayer. We're a prayerful nation. I believe that makes us a strong nation. Each day, millions of our citizens approach our Maker. We pray as congregations in churches and in synagogues and mosques and in temples. We welcome people of all faith into the United States of America. We pray as families around the dinner table and before we go to sleep. We pray alone in silence and solitude, withdrawing from the world to focus on the eternal, spending time in personal recollection with our Creator. We pray for many reasons. First, we pray to give thanks for the blessings the Almighty has bestowed upon us. We pray to give thanks. We give thanks for our freedom. We give thanks for the brave men and women who risked their lives to defend it. We give thanks for our families who love and support us. We give thanks for our plenty. We give thanks for our nation. Second, we pray for the strength to follow God's will in our lives and for forgiveness when we fail to do so. Through prayer, each of us is reminded that we are fallen creatures in need of mercy. And in seeking the mercy and compassion of a loving God, we grow in mercy and compassion ourselves. We feel the tug at our souls to reach out to the poor, the elderly, the stranger in distress. And by answering this call to care for our brothers and sisters in need, our hearts grow larger and we enter into a deeper relationship with God. Third, we pray to acknowledge God's sovereignty in our lives and our complete dependence on Him. This is probably the toughest prayer of all, particularly for those of us in politics. In the humility of prayer, we recognize the limits of human strength and human wisdom. We seek the strength and wisdom that comes from above. We ask for the grace to align our hearts with His, echoing the words of Scripture, "Not my will, but thine be done." We ask the Almighty to remain near to us and guide us in all we do. And when He is near, we are ready for all that may come to us. Finally, we pray to offer petitions because our Father in heaven knows our cares and our needs. We trust in the promise of a loving God. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Inspired by this confidence, we pray that the Almighty will pour out His blessings on those we love. We ask His healing for those who suffer from illness, those who struggle in life. We ask His comfort for the victims of tragedy. and that the injured may be healed and the fallen may find comfort in the arms of their Creator. We implore His protection for those who protect us here at home and in faraway lands. We pray for the day when His peace will reign in every nation and in every land until the ends of the earth. The greatest gift we can offer anyone is the gift of our prayers, because our prayers have power beyond our imagining. The English poet Tennyson wrote, "More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of." Prayer has the power to change lives and to change the course of history. So on this National Day of Prayer, let us seek the Almighty with confidence and trust. Because our Eternal Father inclines His ear to the voice of His children and answers our needs with love. May God bless America.
May we bow our heads for the closing prayer. Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we bow our heads to thank You for Your presence here at this time and in this place. And as we commemorate this National Day of Prayer, we are reminded of Your power, Your holiness, and Your grace. As a nation, we remember Your mercy and pray for faith. As a nation, we are humble and we seek Your face. Lord, would You give wisdom to our leaders and courage to do what is right? Would You grant them providence and fortitude, make their burdens light? Heavenly Father, we recognize Your holiness, Your faithfulness here now. We thank You for providence and Your holiness that causes us to bow. Father, we ask for Your forgiveness, the grace to rise each time when we fall, and we petition Your courage and the will to answer His call. Renew our strength, O Lord, and help us to soar, to mount up with wings as eagles, new heights to explore. Be our moral compass and guide us day by day. Father, we ask You to lead our nation and show us the way. Please sanctify our service and purify our hearts. O Lord, help us to unite our country, each one to do his part. Father, we know that the race is not always to the fastest or the strongest, but to those who will endure. And of Your abiding comfort and peace, in this race we are sure. As we look back over the past year and then forward to the days ahead, remind us of Your word and, O Lord, the things You have said. That when times are good and all seems well, You are there for us, our hearts to swell. And Lord, when we are tired and weary, when we are stricken and worn, remind of the angel who still rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And so, in one accord and in one place, we seek Your glory. Lord, we seek Your face. To this end and for this purpose, that Your kingdom might come on earth as it is in heaven, that Your will might be done. Amen. Amen.
Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God. Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world, troubles of the world, the troubles of the world. Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
I want to meet my mother.
I want to meet my mother.
I want
to meet my mother.
I'm going to live with God.
Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world. Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God. Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world. Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
No more weeping and
wailing.
No more weeping and
wailing.
No more
weeping and wailing.
I'm going to live with God.
Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world. Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God. Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world. Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
I want
to meet my Jesus.
I want
to meet my Jesus.
I want
to meet my Jesus.
I'm going to live with God.
In a morning, Lord.
I want
to meet my Jesus.
I want
to meet my Jesus.
I want
to meet my Jesus.
I'm going to live with God.